This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, April the 17th of 2025, day 107th of the year, and only 258 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, there you go. A lot of stuff going on with a lot of love happening inside of the world, because that's how we do everything. So how have you been? How are things? How has the world went for you over the last little bit? Seriously. Like, how have you been? Like, that's not just a throw out there, I walked into the room. That's a, how have you been? Like, how are things? It's that important of a question. So, think about that for a moment. Just don't sling an answer out there. Just a sling one. So let's talk. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things going on in our multiverse. Our show here is called the Rated R Safety Show. It consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. It's what we do. It's kind of what we do. Talk a little bit about everything. We have professional broadcasters who come in, tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the world. And then I come in, give you a main story, and then we get you the hell out of here, pretty much. All that kind of fun stuff. We do it in under an hour. A little, you know, right at an hour or so. And then hour two and three, if you hang out on the other side, when we go to Radio Big exclusively for the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, even though this is part of the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, we'll leave it at that. You can take a listen to us on RadioBig.fm. You can take a listen to us on SafetyFM.com. You can watch us on SafetyFM.com if you go to the visual radio side. So we're there. I mean, we're all over the place there, but we're there, no doubt. So a lot of stuff. Few things to do here, few things to do there, all the kinds of fun stuff. Call-in radio is the other option where you get to interact with the show if you want to do that. Audio, video, and text messaging, I'm terrible at answering anything for the most part, but if you do the little video or the little text messaging stuff, it'll pop up on my screen. I'll get to take a look right there in real time, and then it influences the show. I guess it's kind of how everything influences the system. There's a twist for you. So, a lot of stuff, little things, few things. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the other night?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends, the ends, let's talk about some notable and noteworthy. A New Jersey high school senior runs the gamut of Ivy League acceptances. Also, time released its list of most influential people and find out who made the cut. Also, Jimmy Fallon has a new competition series. And let's see, Nate Bargatze will host the Emmys. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also Prince Harry dishes out his latest legal battles in the Royals. So there you go. A little bit of everywhere. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And we'll start talking here in just one moment. I have my friends from Feature Story News waiting in the wings to talk to you about everything that is going on. So if you're good, I'm good. And let's go ahead and get into the news stories right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Secretary of State Mark Rubio are in Paris on Thursday for talks on Ukraine. European sources say they'll be urging the US to pressure Moscow to agree to an unconditional ceasefire. The Trump administration says it will appeal a federal judge's order to provide sworn testimony over the efforts it's made to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The U.S. Supreme Court has called on it to facilitate Kilmar Abrego Garcia's return to America, upholding a court order by the judge. But the White House claims he had ties to the criminal gang MS-13, though his lawyers say there's no evidence of that. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's defending his deportation.
He was illegally inside our country and had a lawful deportation order made him subject to removal back to his home country of El Salvador. And if he ever ends up back in the United States, he would immediately be deported again.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will visit India next week as both sides navigate the contentious issue of reciprocal tariffs. It'll be J.D. Vance's first visit to India since taking office, where he'll meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Ishan Gurg reports.
According to a White House press release, Vice President J.D. Vance will discuss economic and geopolitical priorities in India, but there are expectations that trade tariffs will also be high on the agenda, as both sides are currently negotiating a pact that could potentially limit the impact of U.S. tariffs on India. During his trip, U.S. and India are likely to discuss a tech partnership, and some experts believe there could also be discussions to sell more U.S. defense equipment to India. It's the highest level visit of a U.S. official here since President Donald Trump started his second term, and a sign, analysts say, of the importance both sides attach to this relationship.
Beijing says it will not pay attention if the United States continues to play the tariff numbers game, as the country appointed a new trade envoy. The shift comes as Beijing refuses to back down in a trade war with Washington. Laura Westbrook reports.
China's new trade negotiator, Li Changgang, former assistant commerce minister and WTO ambassador, has experience negotiating with the United States during the first Trump administration. Donald Trump has hit China with tariffs of 145% on most goods since taking office. Beijing has retaliated with its own 125% tariffs on U.S. goods and other measures, such as controls and rare earths. The White House released a fact sheet saying China now faces up to 245% tariffs, but that appears to only apply to two types of goods, electric vehicles and syringes. It takes into account previously existing levies on Chinese EVs and syringes, which President Joe Biden increased to 100% last year.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the growing humanitarian crisis in Sudan, where non-governmental organizations are warning that 2 years of civil war have left the country on the brink of the world's largest man-made catastrophe. It's been exactly 2 years since the paramilitary rapid support forces began their attacks on the Sudanese army. Tens of thousands of people have died, hundreds of thousands face famine, and millions have been displaced. Dr. Natalie Roberts is the UK Executive Director of Médecins Sans Frontières.
It really is a brutal conflict. I mean, really marked by these indiscriminate attacks from both sides on civilians. So we, you know, the scale of this is enormous. 30 million people have been displaced. Tens of thousands of people have been killed. Essentially, pretty much everyone in Sudan has been bombed or besieged or deprived of food or deprived of medical care. And there's an estimate that 60% of the country's population, that's 60% of 50 million people, are now in need of humanitarian assistance.
The need for stepped up humanitarian assistance comes at a time when the Trump administration in Washington has largely walked away from America's commitment to international aid. The head of a Red Cross delegation in Sudan said this week that every single person in the country is now trapped between various warring parties. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Secretary of State Mark Rubio are in Paris on Thursday for talks on Ukraine. The Trump administration says it will appeal a federal judge's order to provide sworn testimony over the efforts it's made to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. US Vice President J.D. Vance will visit India next week, and Beijing says it won't pay attention if the US continues to play the tariff numbers game. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode our airwaves only on Safety FM.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/CFM today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. Ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh yeah, Rated R Safety Show. Currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. No doubt there as we are doing our thing. So let's talk about our favorite thing because that's we have even devoted a whole segment to this now because it's apparently that much fun to talk about. And what am I talking about?
It's tariff talk time.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal reports that short-term uncertainty surrounding the tariffs is part of the broader strategy to weaken China's global influence and power. The U.S. officials plan to use negotiations with others in more than 70 nations and ask them to disallow China to ship goods through their countries to prevent Chinese firms from locating in their territories to avoid U.S. tariffs and not absorb China's cheap industrial goods into their own economies. The state of California will sue the Trump administration over the reimagined global tariff scheme, like a similar suit by a business group this week. The case will argue that Trump's improperly using the powers under the International Emergency Economic Power Act to justify the measures. So there you go. Also, Honda is working on plans to move productions of its hybrid Civic model from Japan to existing plant in Indiana. The production is expected to begin this summer. The company cited the tariffs for the reason of the move. Also, President Trump personally met with negotiators from China to discuss the new trade. New trade terms. A great honor to have just met with the Japanese delegation on the trade. Big progress, he wrote on his Truth Social media post. So there you go.
That was tariff talk time.
So that's it. I mean, I know that we talk about this and we talk about that, but man, we have now devoted a full seg just for that, a whole segment for tariffs. And I'm sure we'll talk about them some more because that's just the way that it goes. So there you go. Okay. So let's talk about this because, you know, we've been talking about it. We talked about when the first one came out. And let's talk about it now during the second one because I think that this is going to be important. But Fyre Festival 2 has apparently maybe been postponed. The event site's homepage dates were still listed as May the 30th through June the 2nd. As of Wednesday afternoon, about an hour after ABC reported that the organizers said the event would be postponed. However, the link button to purchase tickets were made inactive. The outlet based the reporting on the message sent to one ticket holder indicating that the dates were being pushed back to a new date that would be announced and that the tickets would be refunded. If and when the new dates are announced, any tickets would have been bought again. They're not transferable. Worth noting, while it's easy to dunk on yet another cluster whoops unfolding, that is due to the credit for not going forward with an event that would otherwise be an abject disaster. On the other hand, people hold the festival all over the world all the time and don't run into these kind of problems, so I don't know. By the way, was there ever even listed who all was going to be there? Because that's going to be the other question. Who's all going to be performing?
Duh.
I mean, I don't normally go to a festival because, hey, I just want to be at that festival. I mean, I guess the only exception. No, I didn't even accept that now that I think about it. I waited until they announced who all was going to be there before I decided to go. So, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. No doubt there. So, what do you think? What are you thinking, Inkin? Seriously, like, what are you thinking? It just gets so weird. I mean, you have options of doing other things. It's like, okay, Fyre Festival did not manage to do well. You got arrested. Now you're coming back trying to do some other things. Give it a new name. You know, it's not like this is Fight Club. Or maybe it should be like Fight Club. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about it.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, safety show.
I'm just saying. Anyways, Los Angeles police say that a sophisticated robbery operation dug a tunnel through a concrete wall to steal $10 million worth of jewelry over the weekend. Security camera footage shows that the suspects entering a hole drilled from the next door's property and leaving through the same area before making it in a tuck, you know, or in a truck, really. But once inside, they also cut through the sides of two massive safes. So far, no leads on the suspects have been announced. Investigators are analyzing fingerprints and DNA. This is according to CNN. This sounds pretty sophisticated. I mean, what else would you call this? So, yeah, some good stuff here. I don't know if the pictures do it justice. Let's do that. Let's bring the picture over. Yeah, this is the picture of the hole they cut into the wall. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good size. And that's the cut into the safe. I mean, what kind of drill did they have? Well, let's ask a couple questions. What kind of drill did they have and how much time did they have? Because, wow, that's just very impressive.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Hey, I'm not saying they did a good thing. I'm just saying it's pretty impressive what they managed to do in such a short period of time. Anyways, astronomers have discovered a celestial first, a planet that orbits two suns, both which are brown dwarfs, and the orbit itself has never seen or been seen before, which the brown dwarfs orbits each other on the same plane. The polar planet apparently orbits those suns at 90 degree angle, and it's what's called a sideways orbit. The strange solar system is about 120 light years away, or about 720 trillion miles. This is according to space. 720 trillion miles. Now that's something. Think about it for a second. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. New Jersey high schooler Angel Ortiz has his choice of Ivy League school to choose to attend this fall. I'm still processing, he told ABC7 after receiving acceptance letters from Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, Brown, the University of Pennsylvania, and Dartmouth. The news comes as no surprise as Ortiz classmates, who call him the smartest guy in the room, according to his teacher, Mr. Kenny. If asked any question and every kid in the class doesn't understand it, they just point at Angel, and Angel knows it. Ortiz plans to tour schools before making a decision at the end of the month. This is according to the New York Post. So let me just kind of give you some numbers for the sake of giving you some numbers. Acceptance rates. At Harvard, it's 3.6%. At Yale, it's 3.7%. At Columbia, it's 3.85%. Princeton, 4.62%. Brown, 5.16%. Pennsylvania, 5.38%. And Dartmouth is 5.14%. 5.41%. By the way, the only Ivy League school that he didn't apply to is Cornell University, which has an acceptance rate of 9.73. So I wonder if he would have made it if he would have gave it some consideration there. Just some stuff to think about as we are talking. I mean, that's pretty good acceptance rate. So congratulations to you, Angel Ortiz. I mean, it's a big feat in regards of what you just did. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about the swamp, because why would we not do that, of course? Because it's our favorite thing, getting swampy. Anyways, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador on Wednesday to try to secure the release of deported MS-13 gang member and illegal immigrant Kimler Garcia. Van Hol has rebuffed by the nation's vice president, who refused to produce Garcia for a wellness check or a phone call. Garcia is reportedly being held in El Salvador at Supermax prison facility for gang members. So there you go. What other news do we have going on? Take a listen to this. The Dow lost 699 points to close at 39,669 on Wednesday. The S&P lost 120 points to close at 5,275. And the NASDAQ lost 516 points to close at 16,307. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat, trading just around $84,300. And let's see, Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $112 million jackpot or a $49.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Game playing time it is. I guess that's how it goes. So what do you think? A lot of stuff, a little time. There we go. Okay, take a listen to this. Time Magazine's Most Influential People in the World list is out now. Who do you think tops the top? Who is it? Should I tell you, or do you already know? Okay, President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, RFK Jr., and Elon Musk made the list, along with Mark Zuckerberg, TV show creator Shonda Rhimes, actor Adrian Brody, also SNL creator Lorne Michaels, and actress Demi Moore. Yeah, Demi Moore. So there you go. The list is available if you want to take a gander-ander at it. Let me pull this over here. If you want to take a gander-ander at it, should I move? Oh, I love when I start getting all the weird stuff immediately the moment that I do this. Let's reject all. Let's get this off of my face over here. And yeah, so there it is. There's the list. If you want to take a gander-ander here. Did I just click everywhere? So, yeah, the list is there. I mean, there's a crap load of people on there. We could probably be here for a long period of time just having the discussion of it. But, yeah, that is it. That is the list. So just go to time.com collections 100 most influential, and it's all there for you if you want to take a gander-ander at it. Yeah, that's what we do. We give you the info, maybe that you care about, maybe that you don't care about. Okay, George Clooney told CNN's Jack Tapper that it was his civic duty to go against Joe Biden in 2024, and because of that, he is at peace with the decision. It was my civic duty because I found the people on my side of the street, you know, I'm a Democrat in Kentucky, so I get it. When I saw people on my side of the street not telling the truth, I thought that it was time, he explained. Clooney has made headlines last summer for publishing an op-ed in the New York Times urging Biden to suspend his campaign after his embarrassing performance against Donald Trump in the first presidential debate. The piece was published just weeks after the actor co-hosted a huge Hollywood fundraiser for Biden that raised a record $28 million. Clooney would go and throw support behind Kamala Harris. This is all according to the Daily Beast. So there you go. Some stuff right there. Okay, so take a listen to this. Bobby Brown is not a fan of Britney Spears' rendition of his 1988 hit My Prerogative. During an appearance on Club Shay Shay podcast this week, Brown said that the pop princess completely butchered the song. When asked why he signed off on it, Brown explained that Spears was at her peak at the time, and he felt that she would bring new fans around to the track. So there you go. So hold on. You essentially are telling me that you sold your art off because you thought that they would bring more attention to you? I don't know. That sounds a little strangey-angy to me, but whatever. You do you. Anyways, Patrick Holmes and Travis Kelce, New Kansas City Steakhouse, 1587 or 1587 Prime, will open this summer, located inside the Lowe's Kansas City Hotel. The eatery features multi-missionary dining aspects as a subtle nod to the chief players, including the name, which is the combination of their jersey numbers. An exact date of the opening has not yet been announced. This is according to People, the magazine, not just People in general, just in case. Anyways, a frail-looking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar took part of the Jackie Robinson Day tribute at Dodger Stadium this week. While he was being pushed around in an event wheelchair, he stood up for photos with players and fans, and many may recall that the 78-year-old underwent hip surgery during last year's falling at a concert. This is according to New York Post. We got one more. Okay. Serena Williams says her cameo during Kendrick Lamar's halftime show was absolutely not. And I did say not a diss to her ex Drake. The appearance was nothing more than a shout out to her hometown, she told Time magazine. Obviously, I can see how someone would think that, she told the outlet, but absolutely not. I have never had a negative feeling towards him. We've known him for so many years. This is according to what she told Time. So I don't know. My ex-girlfriend shows up on a song or shows up with an artist that has a few diss songs on me, and she's dancing during his halftime show. I don't know. I'm probably going to have some questions, but that's just me thinking out loud. That's just kind of how it happens. So with that being said, we are close enough to getting into our main story, and I think it's time to talk about some of this stuff, because why not? Would we not talk about a main story and do some things that are going on?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time, Rated R Safety Show, and we have to talk about the ways of the world, of the work that we do, and everything in between. So let me ask a couple of questions, because we are getting into that time of the year where it starts becoming
Conference Central. Everything is a conference. You must be at this conference. Don't miss the conference.
You get the point. There's conferences everywhere. There's a conference for this. There's a conference for that. We want to make sure that you're traveling to take a look at the conferences. So, with that being said, and let's talk about economical uncertainty at the moment. What are you thinking? What is your place of employment saying? Because let's be realistic. A lot of places will do, hey, go to this conference, do that, bring some information back, see what we can do. Now, I will tell you this week, if you're in San Diego, California, shout out to the people that I know that are out there this week for the Tableau conference. It's a Salesforce type of thing. I think they were saying like close to 8,000 people there. So it's a pretty sizable conference, especially when you start thinking that it's in San Diego. But it's some options for you. It's some things to take a look at. Conferences are cool depending on what you're looking to do and all that kind of fun stuff. But right now, because of some of the economical structures that are going out there, is your business able to manage to send you to go to something like that? And with all the options that are out there, what conferences are you looking to go to? And let's be realistic. If you start going out there and looking for conferences right now, there's all kinds of them that are out there. Now, I have noticed, based on the years that I've been doing some of this stuff, depending on where you lie inside of the organization, you can go to quite a few conferences. But if you're in a different position inside of the organization, you're lucky to go to a conference maybe once every 5 years. Now, I will tell you, I worked at a place that part of my hiring agreement was that I could go to as many conferences that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, and they think that I'm joking when I say this, you kind of make your own deal when it comes to a workplace. And they agreed to do it. And I was like, I agreed to go to all these conferences. I just wanted to see if they'd be willing to do it. So when you start looking, what do you look for? Now, listen, your next job, if you decide to get another job, is going to be based off of the network that you have. This is kind of how it goes. Let's be realistic. Some people think that otherwise, but that's not the case. It is based on the network of people that you know. That's very rarely do you see somebody land a job just straight out of the blue. So is that an important aspect of going to a conference? Or are you going there for information purposes altogether? Now, I'll tell you, when I was working for the organization that let me go to as many conferences that I wanted, which I thought was interesting, they ended up swapping bosses on me at some point. And then that person wanted me to give them a recap of what I had learned while I was there. Mm-hmm. A recap of what I had learned while I was there. Not a problem. I have no issue with that. But I always thought it was interesting because I knew at that time that I was using lingo that that person did not understand, even with them being
a lawyer. Or is it a liar?
I mean, a lawyer. And they didn't understand what the hell I was talking about. And that's okay. But let's not get onto that tangent because I can do that relatively quick. So what are you looking for? What kind of conference are you wanting to go to? Is anything pricing you out? Because here's the thing. There is a lot of information that is out there that's available for free. If that's what you're looking for, there's information out there for you to get some stuff going. But I always look at it that the networking portion plays a huge factor when you go to these things. If you don't allow it to be part of why you're there, you're doing yourself a disservice. I will tell you that throughout the years, through all the different conferences that I've been to, some free, some paid, some just depending on what it is, I've learned something from people that were there. I've even been to the one that was Podcast Movement and didn't know a soul the moment I got there, and I left there with more acquaintances than one could shake a stick at. So, a lot of stuff there. So, what do you think? What are you looking for? Maybe you should start looking during Conference Central to see what exactly your workplace will allow you to do. Can you go to a conference, or do you have to hold off?
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now.
right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Get us back to the start. Life finds a way to bring us back where it all began. To bring us back where it all began. To bring us back where it all began. Life is
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour, hanging out here on this lovely Thursday, doing all the stuff that we get to do, hanging out, talking, doing, and grooving. We can just let it fade away. Yeah, that's right here you're taking a listen to. We can just let it fade. It's Life is Beautiful by Harbs. We can just let it fade away. Life is beautiful. Yeah, always a good time as we are hanging out, talking, doing our thingo. So I'd like to thank Harbs for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Because life is beautiful, depending on how you want to take a look at it. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's continue down the path of the world. Okay, yeah, you don't want me singing. Yeah, let's not ruin your day by doing that. Okay. So, you know, it's time for me to tell you about the most important thing that I'll ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Your Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Yep, that's it. That's what we got. A lot of info for us to talk about. TWLOHA.com To Write Love on Her Arms. I will tell you, you can go there. It can change a lot of things for you depending on how you want to take a look at it. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about some other things going on inside of the multiverse. Not necessarily the multiplex, but the multiverse that always plays a factor as we are talking, because there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. No doubt about that one. So, as we are hanging out on this lovely Thursday, take a listen to this one. Cheap Chic. Yeah. If you're as cheap as a frugal as I am, your time has finally come. That's because taking the pains to avoiding parting with bucks has become fashionable, according to the results of a new survey. The poll of 2,000 adults in the U.S. split evenly by generation and gender found that 61% of us agree that less tacky to be frugal these days than what it was 10 years ago. In fact, most of us, or let's see, the word no longer holds a negative connotation when it comes to it. Responders were likely to say that it's about being careful with money, 46%, and avoiding unnecessary spending, 43%, as opposed to being cheap, 23%. Almost three quarters, 72%, agree that being honest and open about being on a budget is more socially acceptable today. On the other side, 26% admitted that rather talk to friends about who they voted for than how much money is in their bank account. Other things they'd rather share is their bank balance, including their medical concerns, is 19%, and how often they shower, 18%. I don't even want to check and tell myself what my bank account balance is. It's nice to see that it has become fashionable again. Thanks, Mom, for the coupon jeans, because that's important. By the way, before I forget, I want to make reference to this. I want to thank everybody who's been out there and that has done a couple of different things. Number one, reached out about the book. Appreciate the kind words that people have been saying about the book that came out. That's Safety, in my opinion. Thank you for the people that have reached out, because it means a lot. It tells me that it's doing something out there, hopefully something good for you. Also, the people that have went out there and bought that thing, man, I've been kind of impressed. I told people from the very beginning that when we started talking about, you know, hey, we're going to do the book, I was like, hey, if one person reads it, I'm good. So there you go. That's the book cover right there, in case you, if you have not seen it and you're on the video, That's it. If you go to Safety FM, or not, well, you can go to Safety FM too. But if you go to Safety IMO, so Safety in My Opinion, it's readily available right there. The first four chapters are available for you to take a look at under the Kindle setting right there. Also, the chapter 12, kind of a preview chapter, on the audio version is right there on the website. That's Safety in My Opinion, or you can go to safetyimo.com. So thanks for the love for the people that have went out there and reached out about getting the book and purchasing the book. I mean, hopefully you enjoy it. And if you have questions about it, contact me. I have all kinds of weird questions and answers to give you in regards to what's going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? Because I think that's going to be important to do right now. So let's him tell you about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Morgan. Tony Robbins said, "Life is a gift, and it offers us the privilege, opportunity, and responsibility to give something back by becoming more." I love that. Do you feel like you're giving back to your community? I hope so. If you don't currently feel that way, let me tell you about something that's better than any drug you could ever take. Something that's more amazing than any other experience you'll have. It's the feeling of accomplishment from doing something positive for your community. It'll give you a boost of dopamine, and it'll make the blues go away. If you're feeling down, find a place to plug in to help others. They'll appreciate it, and you will too.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. On the night before Jesus was crucified, Luke says, after taking the cup, Jesus gave thanks. Think about what that cup represents. His shed blood, his suffering and death, and yet he gave thanks. In Gethsemane, he sweat blood as he pleaded for the Father to take that cup away. But here, he gives thanks. In Gethsemane, he looked into that cup and was repulsed. But here, he gives thanks. He could give thanks because as foul as that cup was, he knew it was the only way to redeem lost humanity. And for that, he gave thanks. Lord Jesus, you gave thanks when you took the cup, and we give thanks for so great a salvation. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Russian missile strikes have hit the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy amid Palm Sunday celebrations.
The attack utilized two ballistic missiles launched by Russian forces. Officials report at least 34 people were killed in the assault, a figure which tragically includes two children. Approximately 117 others sustained injuries in the deadly strike. Emergency services are on the scene managing the aftermath and assisting the wounded. Benjamin Wright reporting.
An Israeli strike has reportedly damaged part of the Al-Ahili Hospital located in Gaza City. Joseph Eckerson reports.
This marks the fifth time the medical facility has been hit since the conflict began last November. According to the Diocese of Jerusalem, which runs the hospital, the diocese condemned the strike, highlighting the ongoing danger to medical facilities in the conflict zone.
Last week, the White House has released the results from President Donald Trump's most recent physical examination.
The examination was conducted on Friday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Specific details from the medical assessment have now been made public by the administration. The release aims to provide transparency regarding the president's health status. Further information is available through official White House channels. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Pennsylvania State Police are investigating a fire at the governor's residence as arson, leading to the arrest of one man.
The incident occurred early this morning, forcing Governor Josh Shapiro and his family to evacuate the premises unharmed. The suspect faces multiple charges, including attempted homicide, arson, and risking catastrophe. Kyle Norris reporting.
The U.S. State Department has issued an update regarding a Maryland man who was erroneously deported earlier this year.
In a recent court filing, the department stated that the man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, is currently alive and secure. However, the filing did not specify what actions the Trump administration is undertaking to facilitate his return to the United States. This follows a judge's previous demands for details on the steps being taken to bring Garcia back home. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A Wisconsin teenager is facing serious charges related to the deaths of his parents and an alleged plot against the president.
Prosecutors accuse the teen of murdering his parents in order to gain the financial resources needed to carry out a plan. That plan reportedly involved assassinating President Trump and attempting to overthrow the government. Details emerged during court proceedings outlining the alleged motives behind the homicides. Jim Kender reported.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan, that's for sure, as we are talking. So let's get you out of here real quick. Let's talk about this. Back on this date, 10 babies with bubble boy disease cured using gene therapy at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. The disease, severe combined immune SCID, was made famous in the mid-70s by the bubble boy. It was described as a documentary. The condition is a lack of functioning immune system, strikes fewer than 100 babies a year in the U.S. So there you go. That happened back on this date in 2019. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Dee Dee Davis, 29. Rooney Mara turns 40. Luke Mitchell, 40. Victoria Beckham, 51. Jennifer Gardner, 53. Jim Acosta, 54. Redman turns 55, and so does Tammy Roman. Also, Kimberly Elsie turns 58. Menard James Keenan turns 61. Sean Bean turns 66. And David Bradley turns 83. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's International Bat Appreciation Day, Blah, 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 Blah Day, National Cheese Ball Day, National High Five Day, and World Hemophilia Day. So a lot of stuff right there. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. I don't mind being the last man on Earth just to see all the girls, if all those girls were serious. You get the joke. Okay, what else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What were you completely certain of until you found out you were wrong? And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey shows that 33% of people have stolen this from their job. What is it? Food. You stole food from your job? Well, I mean, if you work at a restaurant, I can maybe understand that. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so, doing the stuff about music and entertainment if you want to come over there. If you don't, you can stay out right here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So, options, options, options as we are hanging out. Some good stuff, like always. There you go. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Tact is the ability to describe others as they see themselves. So keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. And thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.